Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a world where, well, your digital designs literally leap into physical reality. If we're talking 3D printing, it's fascinating stuff, and it's really changing how we create, how we innovate, how we manufacture things. We've looked before at what 3D printing is, you know, the technologies involved, even how you might get started with your first print. But now it's time to meet the innovators, the companies behind it all, the printer manufacturers, and just as importantly, the filament makers. Our mission today: to give you a really clear picture of this incredibly dynamic landscape, we want to unpack the different philosophies, the key players, what makes them tick, from like the garage tinkerer right up to the industrial giants.
Exactly. And whether you're already a hobbyist looking for your next machine, or maybe a professional thinking, how can this additive manufacturing stuff help my business? Or even if you're just, you know, curious about where tech is heading, understanding who these players are is going to give you some crucial insight.
Yeah, you'll get a sense of who's who, but also why they do things the way they do.
Precisely. What's driving their approach?
Okay, so let's get into it. One of the first things you notice, especially in the desktop 3D printing world, is this tension, a kind of core divide between two big ideas.
Yeah, it's almost like a philosophical debate, isn't it, about what accessible 3D printing should be. On one side, you've got this strong open source tradition. It really grew out of the RepRap project. You might remember that. The focus there is on affordable kits, letting users modify things, building a really active community. It's all about democratization.
Putting the power in your hands, full control.
That's the idea, maximum control for the user.
And the classic example here, I think we'd agree, is Prusa Research. They build printers, people often call workhorses. You can build them yourself, understand them inside out, repair them, tweak them. And there's this huge global community for support. It's really about empowering you, the user.
Right, but then there's the other side. Yes. The other side is this push towards, let's call it, professionalization and simplification. This is more about a closed system, highly integrated. It's designed to just work right out of the box.
It just works philosophy.
Exactly. The big emphasis is on speed, ease of use, a really seamless experience, almost like an appliance.
But that convenience, it usually means less control, maybe harder to repair yourself.
Often, yes. Less user control, less repairability. That's the trade-off.
And the company that really shook things up with this model is Bamboo Lab.
Oh, definitely. A huge disruptor. They took this sort of Apple-like approach, you could say.
Super focused on that user experience being slick and intuitive.
Yep. Get you printing fast, easily. They're famous for their speed and also that multicolors system, the AMS.
The automatic material system, yeah.
It's designed to just work.
Yeah.
But yeah. Less room for you to tinker under the hood or swap out parts easily.
So it really poses a question, doesn't it? Which way is better? Or maybe they just serve different people.
I think that's it. Different needs, different priorities. And what's kind of surprising, looking at the bigger picture, is the role the Czech Republic plays in all this. It's actually pretty significant.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Well, you've got companies like Prusa, who we just mentioned, and Filamentum, who we'll get to later, a big name in materials. They're genuinely world leaders in quality and innovation. It's quite a strong Czech presence in this very modern global field.
Huh, good point. Okay, so we have these two kind of competing philosophies. Let's now look at the specific companies bringing these printers to, well, to us. The hobbyists, small businesses, professionals needing prototypes, that whole desktop and prosumer market.
Right. Kicking us off there, as we said, Prusa Research from the Czech Republic, world-renowned for quality, reliability, that strong open-source approach, great support, massive community, they really are synonymous with workhorse.
So if you need consistent, high-quality prints day in, day out.
They're a benchmark. Models like the original Prusa MK4, the bigger XL, these are FDM printers, fused deposition modeling.
Right, melting plastic filament layer by layer.
That's the one.
But then, totally different feel. You've got Bamboo Lab from China, the disruptor.
Yep, came onto the scene very strong, super high print speeds, that AMS multicolor system. It's that closed appliance-like experience again.
For people who just want to click print and have it work fast?
Pretty much. Mm. Models like the P1S, the X1 Carbon, the little A1 Mini.
Yeah.
They found a huge audience really quickly with that plug-and-play promise.
Then there's Creality, also from China. You called them the king of the budget segment.
Yeah. Well, their Ender series, especially the Ender 3.
Yeah.
It just made 3D printing accessible to so many people on a budget.
Right. Brought the price way down.
Exactly. They're great if you're starting out. Don't mind learning a bit, tinkering, upgrading your machine over time.
So the Ender 3, the faster K1C, the larger CR10, those are their big FDM names.
Those are some key ones, yeah. They really opened the door for the masses.
Okay, who else is big in this sort of accessible space?
Well, you've definitely got Anticubic and Elegoo, both also from China. They're major players in the affordable range, too. They're particularly strong in resin printers, MSLA printers.
Ah, the ones using UV light and liquid resin for the really fine details.
Precisely. Masks, stereolithography apparatus. Great for miniatures, jewelry, that kind of thing. Models like the Elegoo Saturn are very popular, but they also make good competitive FDM printers too, like the Anticubic Cobra or the Elegoo Neptune series.
So quite a range there. What's the takeaway for someone listening, maybe thinking about buying one?
I think the main takeaway is just how diverse the entry points are now. You can choose that hands-on, build-it-yourself, deep control experience, or you can opt for plug-and-play simplicity where speed and ease are paramount.
It really depends on your budget, what you want to do with it, and maybe how much you enjoy tinkering versus just getting the print done fast.
Exactly. There's likely a machine out there that fits your particular needs.
Okay, so that covers the desktop and prosumer side. Let's shift gears now. Let's talk about the big leagues, the industrial and professional end of additive manufacturing. This isn't just hobby stuff anymore. This is where 3D printing becomes a serious tool driving big innovation.
Absolutely. Here you find the industrial giants. They're defining the high-end market for major corporations. Stratasys, for instance, U.S. Israeli company. They are absolute pioneers. They actually invented FDM technology.
Wow, the original inventors.
Yep. They have a massive portfolio of industrial tech, not just FDM, but PolyJet that lets you print with multiple materials, colors, flexibilities in one go. They also do SF, which is powder-based, P3 for speed and resolution, and SLA, the resin-based method.
And where are these used?
Oh, aerospace, automotive, medical, serious prototyping, and even producing final parts.
Okay, and who else is up there?
The other huge pioneer is 3D Systems, based in the U.S. They invented SLA stereolithography. Another one of the earliest methods.
So Stratasys had FDM, 3D Systems had SLA, the two foundational technologies, really.
Pretty much. And 3D Systems offers a wide range, too. SLA. SLS, that's selective laser sintering. Another powder method great for strong parts. Also DMP for printing metal parts directly. And FGF, which uses plastic pellets instead of filament. Plus, they have a big software side.
And their focus areas. Similar.
Yeah. Healthcare, aerospace, general industrial manufacturing are big for them.
So those are the giants. Are there others playing in this professional space, maybe more specialized?
Definitely. You have companies focusing on specific niches with really high-quality solutions. Ultimaker from the Netherlands is a good example. They've long focused on the professional and educational market for FDM printing. Their S-series printers combined with their Cura software.
Oh, yeah. Cura is hugely popular slicing software.
It is. And their whole ecosystem is known for reliability, consistency. It's built for businesses and schools that need repeatable results.
Okay. And anyone else in that specialist category?
Formlabs, based in the U.S., they've really carved out a dominant spot in professional desktop SLA and SLS printers.
So bringing that high-resolution resin and powder printing down to a more accessible professional scale.
Exactly. Their Form Series resin printers are kind of the standard for ease of use and quality in places like labs, design studios, dental practices. They made professional resin printing much more straightforward.
Got it. So the big picture here is that 3D printing is way beyond just hobbyists making trinkets.
Oh, absolutely. This segment shows it's a critical tool. It's enabling innovation in highly complex, demanding industries. They're making parts and solving problems in ways that just weren't possible before.
Right. From custom medical implants to lightweight parts for planes and cars. Amazing.
It really is. Pushing boundaries constantly.
Okay, but none of these amazing printers, whether desktop or industrial, work without the right fuel. Let's talk about the filament. You can have the best printer, but bad filament means bad prints, right?
Absolutely critical. Filament quality is everything for print quality. It's the raw material defining the final object.
So who are the key players providing this crucial fuel?
Well, starting globally, you have Polymaker, based in China. They really focus on innovation in material science. Their portfolio is huge. Standard stuff like Polylite. Super tough materials like Polymax, composites.
Any standout innovations from them?
Yeah, they have some unique products. PolySmooth is fascinating. You can use alcohol vapor to smooth out the layer lines, which saves a ton of sanding and finishing time. Or Polyterra, which is designed to be more eco-friendly and has this really nice matte finish. Shows they think about aesthetics and environment, too.
Interesting. Not just basic plastic.
Definitely not. Then there's ESEN, also from China. One of the world's biggest filament manufacturers. They're mainly known for just great value for money. Their PLA Plus filament.
PLA plus, what's the plus?
Basically an enhanced PLA, polylactic acid, the most common filament type, usually tougher, maybe better layer adhesion than standard PLA.
Yeah.
And ESENN's PLA Plus is incredibly popular worldwide. Reliable, affordable.
Yeah.
It's a go-to for millions of users. A real staple.
Okay, so big Chinese players there. You mentioned the Czech Republic earlier. Does that apply to filaments too?
It certainly does. Remember Filamentum, a premium Czech brand. They have a stellar reputation globally, known for consistency, quality, but especially for their colors. Their Extra Fill series has this amazing palette of vibrant colors and effects. Really stunning visually.
So for prints, where looks really matter.
They're fantastic. And they innovate too. They have materials like non-oilin, fully compostable, but also temperature resistant, which is unusual for bioplastics.
Mm.
Or timber fill, which actually has wood fibers mixed in, gives prints a wood-like look and feel.
Wow, wood filament. That's cool. So the Czechs are strong in materials too.
Very much so. Another top European brand is Colorfab from the Netherlands. They consistently get high marks from users for quality. They're also known for special materials, like filaments blended with bronze powder or carbon fibers for extra strength.
Adding metal or carbon fiber right into the plastic.
Exactly. Creates materials with unique properties and finishes.
Any other notable Czech players?
Yes. Plasti Mlach, who market their filament as Filament PM. They're a traditional Czech plastics company that successfully moved into filament, known for reliable quality at a decent price. And interestingly, they used to be a supplier for Prusa Research.
That definitely says something about their quality standards.
It does. So when you look at all these filament makers, you realize how much science goes into the materials. It's not just about melting plastic. It's about engineering materials for specific properties. Strength, flexibility, heat resistance, aesthetics, even environmental impact.
Yeah, the material choice seems just as important as picking the right printer.
It really is. They work hand in hand.
Okay, so that wraps up our tour, I think. We've journeyed through this really dynamic world of 3D printing manufacturers. We've seen the key players, those contrasting philosophies, open source versus the integrated, simpler approach.
Mm-hmm. From the desktop workhorses and budget kings to the high-end industrial specialists.
And we've covered the crucial role of the filament manufacturers fueling all this creativity.
It's quite an ecosystem.
It really is. We know of the tech, the process, the materials, the main companies, and this whole revolution is enabling some incredible things already. Custom medical devices, faster prototyping in automotive, pushing boundaries in construction.
The applications are just expanding constantly.
So thinking about all that intense competition, the constant innovation we've just talked about, what's the next truly mind-blowing thing? What revolutionary applications will these different players unlock, you know, in fields like medicine or maybe building houses or aerospace?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Right.
Where does it go next?
Yeah. What new possibilities will you, listening now, actually see take shape in the physical world thanks to all this? It definitely keeps you watching this space.